We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh, Mem Zayin, Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Im Hisna Imo, Sheyitein Lo Scharo. If before you gave the non-Jew the letter, you told him that you were going to pay him a certain amount. Afal Pishal Pirish Kama Yitein Lo, even if you didn't say how much it was going to be, Dino Kakotzeitz. It says, though you set an amount of how much he's going to get. Tisham Hadaite Deinu Hudi Ubide Katarch. Because since he assumes that he's going to get the money, he then does any tircha that he does, any work that he does, any extra pressure he puts on himself to go get the job done on Shabbos, he's doing it on his own regard, under his own will, because he wants to get the job done as soon as possible. Avo b'stam. But if you did not make such a tnai beforehand, afo b'shiyesh b'daito shi'itin lo sachar, even though you know that you're going to give them money, usher, you cannot give him the letter, because he doesn't know that he's going to get the money, and therefore any work that he does is for the Jew particularly. Siv gimel. If instead of setting a certain amount that you're going to give him for sending the letter, for taking the letter, instead you tell him that you are going to give him a certain amount of money per day that he does work for you in order to get the letter to the desired destination, but you don't tell him when he should be going, if you give him the letter on Erev Shabbos, aser, then this is prohibited. Because since you're giving it to him Erev Shabbos, he's definitely going to go out on Shabbos to go give the letter, and you are paying him as a schir yom, you are paying him by the day. It looks like you told him that you want him to go specifically on Shabbos, so there's an issue of marasayin that we have seen in the past. And this is the differentiation that we've made in the past, the difference we've seen between kablanos, when you set a certain amount that you are going to give the person for the job, versus Shechir Yom when he's being paid by the day. Then in our situation, there's an issue of Marasayin when it's being done as a Shechir Yom. Sivdalad, Ima'inu Yehudi Molech HaKsav Bechinam. If the non-Jew decides on his own that he is going to take the letter for you, for free, Afil and Son Olo Erev Shabbos, even if you gave him the letter on Erev Shabbos, Mutar, it's permitted. Shreinu Yehudi Me'elev Uo says that. Because since a non-Jew is doing it for free, we assume that he's doing it for free because of something nice that the Jew has done for the non-Jew. And therefore, it is like a case of katzatz. It's like you are sending an amount that he is getting for the job, because here it's like you gave him something. It's not money, but it's a different tova that you did for him. So therefore, we still assume a daite d'nafshei kava that the non-Jew is doing whatever he's doing under his own regard. The Ramah adds, "V'yesh cholkim usiril hu dechol she'osu b'chinam aser." There are those who disagree and assume and say that if the non-Jew is doing it for free, it's prohibited to send a letter with him on Erev Shabbos. Etov lahachmir. The Ramah says that it's best to be machmir in such a situation. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the lashon of the Ramah is tov lahachmir. It's a good idea to be machmir. However, may ikar hadin, it is actually mutter. And yet in the Darkei Moshe, or the Ramah's commentary on the tour, the Mishnah Berurah points out, it sounds like he actually thinks Medina that you should be machmir when it is being done for free. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says it's best to give the non-Jew a little bit of money, and then you'll get out of all issues, because then it's definitely a case of katzat. The Ramah continues, Avo b'makom sheinu hidi maschil ema Yisrael o mashiach lo b'chinam. If the non-Jew approaches the Jew and says, I will be glad to bring this letter for you for free, then we know for sure that if he's approaching you, it's in order to pay you back for some tova that you did for him, and then it is ki'ilu katzat, even according to the Ramah.
If the non-Jew is already going somewhere, he's going on a trip for his own reasons, and a Jew gives him a letter to carry along with him, then that is completely permissible.
The Mishnah Berurah points out that if you know that he's going out of his way, he's adding on to his journey because of you on Shabbos, then it is going to be usher. It's only if he's going to the same, you send a letter to the same place that he is going. And this is going to be mutter, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you were not katzatz, even if you didn't set an amount that you would be paying him. This is the whole reason that we ossered, even in a case where you didn't give him any money, is because we're afraid that he's going to be looking for the person whom you sent the letter to, and he's going to continue doing more malacha for you while looking for your friend. However, if he's going on his own way anyway, if he doesn't find the person who you asked him to bring the letter to, he's not going to look for him, because he's not going as your shaliach anyway.
However, the Mishnah Berurah says that you still can't send him if you know that if there's not enough time to get there before Shabbos, because the letter that he's carrying is definitely for you, and then he's still doing malacha specifically for you. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says that even though we're saying all these heterim, one must remember that it's definitely usher to give a letter to a non-Jew on Shabbos itself to bring it, even if you set a certain amount. And therefore, you can't leave something in your mailbox for the postman, for the mailman to come pick up from your house on Shabbos, because this is what the Mishnah Berurah just said is going to be usher. Only in a case of a hefsek gadol where there is going to be a tremendous loss, then we could be makel in a shvus toshus b'makom pseida. Sifav, mi sheyesh lo sachir in Yehudi l'shana o yoser asur l'shalcha erev Shabbos b'igaris. Someone who has a worker who works for him, who is being paid for the entire year or more, you can't send a letter with him on Shabbos. However, if he is a worker who is not there for all jobs, rather he is specifically paid by you in order to bring letters for you, then sometimes we are matir. And the Be'er Lacha explains that this relates to what we saw earlier, that since in a situation where he is sachar l'chol ha-malachos, he is paid to do all malachos for you, you are definitely going to benefit by him doing something for you on Shabbos so that he is now available to do work for you on Sunday. However, if he is just someone who brings letters for you, so then, even if he decides on his own to bring the letter for you on Shabbos, it's not so clear that you are going to need him to bring a letter for you on Sunday, and therefore you don't necessarily benefit from him. And that's why the Ramah says in such a situation where he is only being paid to bring letters for you, even if it's for the entire year, there is makom lahakel. So in summary, in our situation, as Zman Hazeh, you're going to be able to put a letter in the mailbox throughout the week, even Erev Shabbos. The only time that it's going to be usher is to put it in on Shabbos or to leave it in your mailbox for the mailman to pick it up on Shabbos. And the only issues that come up are situations of overnight delivery where you are basically telling, if you send it on Friday, you're telling the non-Jew that you want him to do it on Shabbos. So that's where you will run into issues.